Saturday, September 11th, 2021. We've got some variance today in a couple areas of the workout. Let me tell you what it is, then I'll talk about the parts that just kind of make me grin in a devilish way. It's three rounds for time or not. And the or not, we put that in once a week, giving you the option to not time your workout, not living under that crazy pressure of having to perform for the clock, which sometimes after weeks, months, or years can make working out less fun. If it becomes less fun, you do it less often, and your fitness goes in the wrong direction. So once a week we say, don't run the clock if you don't want to. You'll be okay. You should always feel authorized not to run the clock, but some people won't unless we tell them that. So once a week, we tell them that. So here's today's workout. Three rounds for time, or not, of a 40-meter walking lunge, unweighted, 30 V-ups, 20 push press, 95 pounds for men, 65 for women, and 10 chest to bar pull-ups that just so happen to be strict. Wow, what a good time. The unweighted walking lunge, if it didn't catch your attention, it will catch your attention once you start. Just a fairly decent distance, you don't need loading. It's going to get challenging. Sets of 30 V-ups are no joke. So there's some big chunks of work in this workout, even though it's a three-rounder. The 20 push press at 95 pounds or 65 pounds. Again, a reasonable loading, but three sets of 20 is going to be quite challenging for a lot of us. And then chest to bar pull-ups at the end. Strict. Now, to get them strict, you can do any grip that you want, but I would recommend a palms facing you, that supinated grip. Most people will have an easier time making contact with their chest in the bar with that sort of a grip. That's also why today's workout is the one that I chose to give as the not for time option. Because I didn't want somebody thinking, well, yeah, I might, it's a heck of a challenge, but I might be able to do three sets of 10 chest to bar strict, but I'm going to have to break them up a lot. Ooh, but I don't want to break them up a lot because then my time's going to be slower and then I'm going to feel bad that I got a slower time. Let's get rid of that. If today is a day, you're going to get in plenty of work, okay? With all the lunging, the V-ups, and the overhead movements, that you let the clock run a little bit, and by the end, you got in a really good session working on some strict chest to bar pull-ups. It was a great day. So that's why today's option is, don't run the clock if you don't want to. We've got videos showing the walking lunge, the V-up, the push press, and a strict chest to bar pull-up. Super fitness robot time for this is obnoxious, okay? It's 12 minutes and 30 seconds or less. It's possible. It's crazy. More likely time is 19 minutes. But it's tough to give a time on something like this workout because there's going to be such a large deviation depending upon that athlete's capacity to do strict chest-to-bar pull-ups. So that more likely time, there's some wiggle room in there, okay? Scaled option today, three rounds for time or not, still 40 meters of walking lunge. If that's too much for you, go ahead and cut it down to 30 or 20 per round. 30 sit-ups instead of the V-ups. 20 push press, we knocked it down to 65 pounds for men, 45 for women. And then 10 chin-over bar pull-ups, kipping or strict. So maybe you can do strict chin-over bar. If not, you know, we can do the kipping. Or you can put ring rows in there. Always keeping in mind that if you can't do strict pull-ups to begin with, you shouldn't be kipping until you can do strict pull-ups. Don't need to be able to do a set of 20, but I'd like to see, you know, 5 strict pull-ups, let's say. And today's a good day to work on whatever aspect of your pull-up game you need to work on. We've got videos showing the ab mat sit-up, strict pull-ups, how to get a pull-up, as well as the ring row. Limited equipment option. Basically doing the exact same workout, but instead of doing the push press with a barbell, they're going to do the push press with their trusty dumbbells. A pair of 50-pounders for the men, a pair of 35s for the women. That's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to hear everyone just saying, thank you, Pat. Thank you for giving us sets of 20 push press with the dumbbells. It was such a glorious day. No equipment workout. It's three rounds for time or not. 40-meter walking lunge, 30 V-ups, 20 burpees. That's going to do the trick. Accessory work for the day. So, optional as always. The first one is some slips training. SLIPS. Each thing stands for something. The S stands for scales, be it front and back. L is for L-sit. I is for inversion, meaning getting upside down. P is for plank, various types of plank holds. And the S is for stretching. So there's a video for everything that I just spoke about there as well. The slips training is great. It's not flashy, but it's fantastic. It's just getting your body into these positions that when you first see them might seem easy, but they're far from easy. The front and back scales, watch them, you're like, ah, no worries. Many of us will struggle with them. And that body awareness, that coordination, accuracy, agility, and balance, it's good stuff. So the slip training is great if you have time for it. So spend about 15 to 20 minutes and just divide your time among those various activities. The other part of the accessory work today, back squat. Go ahead and work up to one heavy set of 10 reps. How much fun does that sound like? We've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, the chest and pecs, hands behind, and the cobra stretch for the abs. Each of those holding 1 to 2 minutes, each of those accompanied by a video. Just like that, we are punching halfway into September. Enjoy your weekend, enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I will see you back here on Monday for more fun and more fitness.